Hey, y'all. Hi. Welcome back to another Your Daily at yourdaily.blogspot.com.
We should get a witty welcome, Matt, each week we do this.
A witty one?
A witty one.
A witty welcome, Matt, did you say?
Yeah, just like in our welcome, Matt, for this week.
you mean like a verbal welcome, Matt?
Yeah, because you said like, you know, welcome, so it'd be like, and we found this welcome, Matt, saying, like this thing that you could print on a welcome, Matt, like, you know.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, I know.
To tell you the truth, I kind of like that.
So do I.
You know what? That's going to be your job. I want you to find the witty welcome, Matt.
Crap.
I think you'll be better at it. I think it'll be fun. Anyway, yeah, we'll have welcome to yourdaily.blogspot.com.
Wipe your feet on the way in.
Wipe your feet on the way in. The website / podcast where I find things I think are interesting on the internet throughout the week and then post them, and then Dexter and I talk about it on this show at the end of the week. Or as Dexter likes to say, at the beginning of the week, because he considers Sunday the first day of the week. Anyway, on to our first story, shall we?
No.
No, we shall.
All right, goodbye, everybody. That was your daily.
Yeah. Our first story is Apple continues censorship and rejects Jesus app. So Apple denounces
what?
Jesus. No.
That is terrible.
What it is, basically, is over at, let's see, where is it at? It's at dailytech.com. There's a story about an app that was called Me So Holy, which the name alone, I love that. The developer wanted to give iPhone app fans their own personal Jesus with his new Me So Holy iPhone app. However, they found out the hard way that Apple tightly controls what content it considers moral enough for its iPhone customers, continuing the saga of rejected apps, which include a South Park app and a Baby Shaker app, and the new Jesus-themed app has now become the latest Apple reject. So basically what this app was is you took a picture of yourself, and then the app would place, you would pick where your face was, and the app would place your face on the holy character or, you know, person of your choice, such as Jesus, or there's like a nun or different religions, so you could put your face on it. And they apparently found that offensive, and they took it out of the store. What do you think? Do you think that's offensive? I think it's kind of a neat idea, you know. And it's not like they do it tastelessly. I mean, the picture that we have on the site right here is a dude that has his pic. He actually kind of looks like Jesus. He has his face on a Jesus picture. I thought that was
not
kind of
really
interesting.
That offensive.
The one that actually is the one that they mentioned before. It's the Baby Shaker app, which is actually, wow, I can't believe it was actually put in there to begin with and then it was taken out. It was an application where a baby cried, and then using, you know, how you can use the sensors on the phone to tell when you're moving it or shaking it or whatever, you would shake the phone until the baby would stop crying. Yeah, I know. That was awful. But this one, I don't know. I'm not extremely religious, so it doesn't bug me as much, but I guess maybe if I was really religious it would bug me, or maybe not.
So
I don't know,
religious that like the printing of your God could offend you, but
I don't know. So that one, like I said, was over at dailytech.com.
That's the only way I can think of that it would be offensive.
Yeah,
unless you do like Jesus taking a dump or something.
Well, but that's not what it is. That's what
yeah,
I'm
I
saying
know.
So I'm not quite sure why it's deemed offensive. So and yet applications like the fart for free application is still on there, which
makes
like fart noises, but yet that one's not considered offensive.
And the isn't there like a beer one?
Yeah, there's one that looks like you're like you fill up a beer, it makes the noises, and then you can pretend you're drinking it from your phone. So I've seen that one too. That one costs money though. All right, the next story is the story of stuff. What happens to make your stuff? Over at a site called storyofstuff.com, it's basically a movie that talks about, it's a 20-minute movie that talks about the underside of our production and consumption patterns. The Story of Stuff exposes the connections between a huge number of environmental and social issues and calls us together to create a more sustainable and just world. It'll teach you something, it'll make you laugh, and it just may change the way you look at your stuff forever. So it's a story that basically it shows, okay, you know, everybody knows that you get your stuff from these materials, it gets made in a factory, it goes out, you use it, and then when you're done with it, you throw it away. and then it goes, the story's not actually that simple. And it shows basically how, you know, there are a lot of in-betweens on those steps and how it's actually becoming kind of a problem, you know, and we're using resources and, you know, the amount of stuff that gets wasted just to make these resources and other things. It's actually kind of an interesting movie. And it's all done with... Yeah, it's an online movie that you can go watch. And it's actually kind of interesting. Yeah, our dog is, like, really freaking out and at our feet right now, as you might hear his...
I hate it when he does that.
I know, he always does it when we start out down here. You can hear his collar throughout the show. Let's see. So that's that over at Story of Stuff. It's actually kind of interesting. I watched a little bit of it, and it's kind of surprising. All right, next we have... TiltShiftMaker.com. Transform your photos
into... everything with a .com perfectly in sync.
Yes, we did. Transform your photos into tilt-shift style miniatures. So I've never heard of tilt-shifting. I didn't know what it was, but apparently tilt-shifting is something that makes your photos and pictures of real-life scenes manipulated to look like model photographs. So if you look at the photo that we have on here, it kind of looks like a toy little train. I mean, does it look like that to you? Or no? You don't think that it kind of looks like it's just a little toy train?
Like a train.
But it doesn't look like a little toy train to you?
Toy trains are supposed to look like trains.
But doesn't it look like it's really, really small? It doesn't look like it's life-size, because this is an actual picture.
That's just because it's next to a big thing.
Well, I think it does. There are a bunch of other ones over on the site at TiltShiftMaker.com. And basically, you can, if you have photos online already that you want to try this with, you can upload your Flickr photos. You can, you know, it lets you access your account. And you use the interface on the site itself to make the pictures look like this. I thought it was kind of cool. So, and it looks neat.
Yeah.
I mean, the photo itself looks neat. But to you, it doesn't look like miniature.
I can't tell what it looks like, but it looks cool. It just doesn't look like a toy.
That was the first thing I thought of when I saw them, and then I read on, and they said, oh, it's supposed to look like that. And I said, oh. Because otherwise, I just thought it was like some cool effects you could do to a photo. And that's over at TiltShiftMaker.com.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Dexter's looking at the picture for our next post, which is 101.
Did you know the Twinkle, Twinkle Little Star in the A, B, C, D, F, G, H, H, I, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z songs both have the same beat?
They have the same melody, yes.
Whatever, same thing.
Yes, there are a couple songs like that. I can't think of one of the other ones now that you say that. But I remember when I was growing up and I first realized there were a couple of songs, like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Is that the one that you just said? Ba Ba Black Sheep, Have You Any Wool? Same thing.
Ba Ba Black Sheep, Have You Any Wool? Yep. I've never heard that.
You just sang it.
Well, I was just trying to do it.
Oh, okay. Well, you did it right. But anyway, he was reading the ABCs because we have a link to 101 typography resources for web designers. So if you go to VandalayDesign.com, there's literally 101 typography resources. So if you're into typography and things like that, go here and a lot of links. 101 links, you know, but I guess, you know, the internet.
That is extensive.
Is vast. So you can check that out.
Who would take the time to do that? It's somebody designers who's devoted to their
a lot of people are really into that. A lot of people like to collect fonts and other such things.
Check out this font, Mark.
What?
It says, check out this font, Mark.
Oh, you were trying to do nerd voice.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay.
I got string cheese on your mic.
Here's a thing that that's gross. Here's a thing that I thought was neat, and I posted it. It's called Slush Mug. Create a slushie at home in minutes. So essentially over at vat19.com, you can buy this mug that the amazing slush mug turns nearly any beverage into a slushie, a.k.a. a Slurpee, in just a few minutes because the slush mug doesn't use ice or a blender. It doesn't water down your slushie like other products. So the secret to creating slushies with the perfect consistency is its patent-pending GlaciaCore, it's called. Simply freeze the GlaciaCore, so freeze the mug, basically, and then add any naturally sweetened beverage to create a slushie in minutes. This happens to me sometimes when I leave my beer in the freezer.
Really? You get a
a beer slushie. It's actually really gross.
A slurshie? I don't know.
But I posted this, and I got a comment right away on Twitter about it, and the dude's like, yeah, my mom got me one of these, and they're awesome. And he says they work totally great, and he goes, the sugary the drink, the better. So it essentially just, it's like freezing juice, like, you know how you can make juice ice cubes, except that it keeps it a little bit liquidated. So that's over at VAT19.com.
Joy.
Here's another iPhone related thing. VNC
iPhone
lights.
iPhone apps to use your computer.
This is an app where if you're on a local network, you put it into your iPhone and you plug in the network information and you can actually view and control your computer from anywhere as long as you're on the same network. So I can load it on mine at work and you can basically set it up so that you can use your computer on your iPhone.
Does it make things happen like on the computer itself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's it connects.
If your friend's like on your computer, you can bamboozle them. You can be like, oh, check this out. How'd that happen?
Whoa.
A computer ghost.
Yeah, it's like using, it's extending your computer to your phone.
That is so awesome.
It is awesome. I thought that was really cool. I found the link to that over at gizmodo.com, but you just search for VNC Lite in the iPhone App Store. Do it.
Cost $20.
No, VNC Lite's free.
Whoa.
There's a much more hardcore version that you can pay for, but VNC Lite is the lighter version, so it's free. Also, here's another link to basically at on10.net, they blogged about Portable Windows Movie Maker. Edit video from your USB stick. So, essentially, one developer has taken the old Movie Maker a step further. He created a portable version of the program based on Windows Movie Maker 2.1.
So it just like gives you the roll and you can look at it.
Yeah, because on the new Vista, you can't use Windows Movie Maker unless you have like a pro account or a pro version or something like that, which I used to use it a lot when I used Windows back in the day. And I was like, well, that's stupid. Why can't you use it? Well, this one, they took the old version of it and they put it so small that you can... Yeah, you put it on a USB stick, you plug it in, and you just can do some basic editing of videos. So you can carry it with you on a USB flash drive, or you can just run it from the hard drive without having to install it first. Booyah! So, I thought that was kind of cool. Too bad I don't use Windows Movie Maker anymore, but maybe I'll use this, see what it's like. I don't know, sometimes when I have to edit video at work, it might come in handy. This last story is actually really cool. I just found this before the show.
Danger Mouse's next album will be a blank CDR.
So, do you know who Danger Mouse is?
No.
Danger Mouse is... They used to show him on Cartoon Network a lot. He released an album, and it's basically... He's a mashup artist. So, he takes songs that are already existing and mashes them all together to make a song like five different... He'll take five different songs and put them together in different ways so that it'll be a new song, and he'll do stuff over it.
Oh, I've seen some of those on, like, YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. But because of doing this... Also, he apparently is the other half of Gnarls Barkley. But anyway...
What?
Yeah, he's the second guy in Gnarls Barkley.
Oh.
So, he's not... he's not, like, the right side of Gnarls Barkley, and Gnarls Barkley's the left side. I guess it could have sounded like that. So basically, he's been getting in a lot of trouble for doing that because he's being sued by record companies for using other people's, you know, music and stuff. So he had this brilliant idea, and I actually think this is super cool. Danger Mouse, the amazing mashup artist, producer, and half of Gnarls Barkley, is unable to release his newest album due to legal battles with his label. So he's embracing piracy to get his music heard. After legal battles, Danger Mouse's new album has been shelved by his label, EMI, but fearful that his work would never be heard, Danger Mouse came up with an idea to get his music out there, while at the same time showing his anger at EMI. The album entitled Dark Night of the Soul will be sold as a 100-plus page book of photographs inspired by the music and taken by David Lynch, which, wow, cool, and will include a blank CDR to be filled with torrent MP3s. So it's going to be a CDR of him. Instead of mashing it up, he's going to be like, here's a bunch of torrented MP3s that I'm giving you.
Shucks.
So hey, Danger Mouse, if you're listening, although I'm sure it's already released, download Lorenzo's music and put it on there.
That's my band. Hey, by the way, Danger Mouse, what's up?
There you go.
I was gonna say something, so I was like, I get a shout out, but I really couldn't think of anything.
So that's over at gizmodo.com. So Dex, I notice you haven't asked. We look at the site while we're doing this show. I notice you haven't asked what this is at the bottom of the screen yet.
What's that at the bottom of the screen, Dad?
Well, I'm testing out the new Google Friend Connect, and it basically, you can join a site and add comments and become members of the site. and then also share it and stuff like that. Like, look at here. I posted a comment, which I just put down, "Did Steve tell you that, perchance?" And then a link to Hip Hop Hippopotamus versus Rhymenosaurus
video.
Yeah, and it's a good video. Line. So you can post links and stuff.
Why?
And my friend Doug's over there already. He's a member. And you can do things like, you know, you can see when people joined and what they've said, because it shows you a whole list of stuff at the bottom of the page.
With your feedback.
With your feedback. Yeah, I like their accents when they say that. So, this shows just stuff like, here's the activity that's been happening on the site. You can share stuff with people. Like, it's got built in, like, hey, share this with your friends' stuff and all that. So I thought it was kind of neat. So I'm trying it out. There's a lot of cool things. Although, you know, for the 2-3 people that listen to the show, maybe they'll join up and we'll have 2-3 people. You're just standing there with a dumb look on your face. Actually sitting there, but you know what I mean. So anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. Testing it out. Thought it looked kind of cool. We'll see what happens with it. Who knows?
So, I'm going to need to go over this. What do I say at the end now? Now that it's different, I say you can subscribe to the website or the podcast on the side of the screen.
Right.
Or you can contact us at our email at yourdaily@drop.io or leave us a voicemail by clicking the button.
Click the badge and enter your name and phone number, and our voicemail line will call your phone and record your message.
And you can subscribe by email by going to the site and entering your email address in the field where it says enter your email address and then clicking subscribe.
I like how you made it sound like you were asking me what I should say. You said, how should I say this? And then you were actually doing it. That was
slick.
Well,
because since it's been gone, I was like, or since it's been different, I've been like, am I supposed to just say, like, you could subscribe in one of the ways on the side?
Yeah.
You know, I really don't have to tell you guys this. I could just tell you, go to the site and there's a
But what if they're only listening to the show?
Listening to the show, then they're not going to be able to use any of these. Besides the phone and the email.
All right.
Well, no, just the email now.
So that's this week's Your Daily at yourdaily.blogspot.com. I'll be posting links throughout the week, and we'll see you next week with another show. So have a good day, everybody.